Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Steve Schramm here with Faithful Business. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a wonderful, good start to your Monday morning. Mine, unfortunately, wasn't the best. My little guy, my 1 year old, he's almost two now, but he's one, fell off of the bed this morning, unfortunately, and busted his lip real bad. So I hate that for him. It's you know, as a dad, I mean, you guys know, it's just always painful to see your kids, you know, have any kind of pain. I mean, he's a tough guy and everything, and he's fine now, but yeah, it was tough. It was a pretty deep cut. His teeth cut his lip. So just, yeah, pray for him. Be thinking about him today as you hear this. And, man, I would just really appreciate that. So today, it's interesting. What I want to talk to you about is, in one sense, it's the question of whether we should even be talking today. And here's what I mean. So I've heard a lot of advice. I've followed teachers and, you know, thinkers about content marketing and just marketing in general for the last 5 years or so very, very heavily. I mean, it's something I've pretty much immersed myself in. And one of the things that you see from certain teachers is, you know, if you don't have anything valuable to deliver, then you shouldn't deliver on it. Okay, in other words, you shouldn't create content just for the purpose of creating content. It would be better to create, and again, I'm just giving you the thinking, right? I'm not saying I agree, I'm just giving you what the thinking is, okay? So it's like, well, it would be better if you could create one good thing a week that you had all week to think about and you planned it out and it came out nicely and all this, versus trying to create something every day. Because you're not always going to have that inspiration. You're not always going to have those ideas come to mind or whatever. And then it's just like, well, you're just not going to create anything. Like, you shouldn't do that because it wouldn't be valuable. And so I woke up this morning and I was just going through my morning routine and stuff and listening to some of the things I would listen to on a regular basis. And I was thinking about what I was going to say to you all on my drive to work while I was making my coffee. And I'll be honest, I was like, I don't know that I have anything really to say today. Like, I don't know. I don't remember a particular story that happened yesterday that I could use I was just drawing a blank. Which is going to sound really funny, why, in a minute. So I was drawing a blank and I was like, you know, I don't think I have anything to talk about today. So I thought about it more and more as I was getting in the car and even starting to listen to some things while I was driving. And I was like, you know, the deal is, though, like, and I had this mindset stuff going on in my mind, right? I had this thing going on in my mind that was like, no, I shouldn't say anything. I don't have anything valuable to create, so I shouldn't even think about it. Like, I shouldn't even create the content today. I'll just skip today and then I'll come back to it tomorrow. The problem with that is when you make change in your life by interrupting a pattern, and that's both can be positive and negative, okay? That's how change happens, is you interrupt patterns. And when you've developed a good pattern, a helpful pattern, say a pattern like communicating with those who care about the things that you have to say on a daily basis, when you interrupt that, you run the risk of beginning to create a new pattern. You run the risk of associating in your mind pain with doing something. And there's nothing painful about jumping on here and talking to y'all. This is probably the easiest thing I do every day is pull out my phone, you know, and speak to y'all for a couple minutes and then hit publish, right? I mean, this is probably the most low friction activity that I do. And so I don't want to do anything that associates pain with that. So it's interesting because I began to think, okay, well, what would I call this? What would I say that this episode is about? And the title that I kind of came up with is, should we create content just to create content? Okay, think about that. Should we create content just to create content? Now, what's interesting is if you take out the part about content, okay, if you take out the part about content, here's what you're left with. Should we create just to create? Should we create just to create? Now, think deeply about that, okay? And this is a little bit more philosophical point. We're going to get to something more practical. This is a little bit more philosophical, okay? Should we create just to create? If your answer to that question is no, then you jeopardize something very important about the nature of humanity and the nature of the worldview according to, our worldview according to Christianity, right? Because God created, according to Revelation 4:11, just to create. He created for his power and for his glory. All things were created by him and for him for his glory, right? So the point is that it's okay to create, just to create. And because you never know what, I mean, the human brain is an amazing thing, and this gets to the more practical point I want to make. You never know what kind of thoughts are going to come flooding to your mind after you decide to be creative, okay? Notice, it's a decision. It's not, being creative is not something that happens to you. You decide to be creative. You decide to go ahead and create. And so as I thought about that, right, is it okay to create just to create? Suddenly, I started flooding back, right, to Saturday. My mind went back to Saturday. Why Saturday? Well, so yesterday was Sunday, and I told you, I said, well, I really didn't have anything that happened yesterday off the top of my head that I could think of then that was, you could draw some kind of really great business lesson from or something to help you, in your professional walk with God. But by the way, I like that. That's something I just thought about, your professional walk with God, because you do have one of those. People talk about your personal walk with God, but I think you have a professional walk with God too. Anyway, so my mind immediately went back, not to Saturday, but to Sunday. Well, what did I do on Sunday? Well, I spent over 6 hours watching a Disney documentary series on Disney Plus called The Imagineering Story. We talked a little bit last week about Imagineering and how I really love the work of Walt Disney, and I love what the Walt Disney Company has done, and I'm just a super big fan of the concept of Imagineering, and you'll remember that I talked about a concept that I learned about last week called the four levels of value, and the highest level of value you can offer is that of imagination. So at the level of imagination, those who imagine things are typically the ones who are the highest paid, but more than that, they're the ones who the reason they're the highest paid is because they contribute the most value to the world. They make you think differently about things. They invite you to expand your mindset and to really change your environment and things like that. So the people who imagine things, the Imagineers, are the ones who are really contributing the most value. So I really like that. So I came across this documentary on Disney, and I was like, man, I was just in the mood to nerd out over it. So I did. Me and my wife, we sat there pretty much all day and watched that documentary while we did other things, but we watched those different series. And if you have Disney Plus, I highly recommend you go listen to it. It's called The Imagineering Story. The Imagineering Story. And what's interesting, and this will intrigue you a little bit, is the filmmaker, Laura Iwerks, is related to, I didn't look up the relation, I have the suspicion it's a daughter, granddaughter kind of thing, but she is related to two other gentlemen who were in the Disney family, one of whom was an original Imagineer with the name Iwerks, and they were all filmmakers within the Disney franchise. So it's just amazing. Like, this was a story, told, internally. I mean, I'm sure that, Laura, I didn't look this up, but again, she probably works at Disney. So anyway, what's the point? The point is I didn't know what I was going to create. I didn't have any idea about creating anything. I went ahead and decided to go ahead and create something because I know for the long term what I want to do to the extent possible is create something every day for 1 year that would help people to get a little bit, to know a little bit more about me, and to create an audience around the thoughts I have, and just to create a tribe of people who find what I have to say valuable and interesting, okay? And I know part of doing that is going to be creating something for every day for around a year. So that's what I'm doing. And I said, if that's what I'm doing, then I have to decide today, right, to go ahead and actually do that. So what this came to then is, okay, well, now that I've went ahead and decided to do this, what are some other thoughts that might come to mind? And I thought about my experience on Saturday and checking out the Imagineering story. And it's just, it's amazing. One of the things that I learned on there, I learned many things. In fact, that's part of the problem is once you decide to create, oftentimes your mind gets flooded with ideas and you don't know what, you know, you don't know what to say almost because now of the opposite problem. Now you're overwhelmed with thoughts and things that you could say, but it's kind of like, well, what's the right thing to say? And so I think it's this. One of the things that I learned about the Disney mindset, about the mindset that the Imagineers brought to their projects from a very early point in history, is the concept of failure as a good thing. Failure as a good thing. Now, our culture, right, is not predisposed to that kind of thinking. And even in my own mind, when I try something and I put something out there and it fails, it becomes immediately a matter of discouragement for me. So that has to be reframed. It has to be reframed. And I'm not going to reveal exactly what this is, but in fact, the other day, I bought a new domain name that I'm thinking about turning into the LLC that stands behind all of my companies. And the it's a very subtle... the meaning of it is in one sense understandable. In another sense, it's pretty subtle. I don't think most people will get it, but it's enough for me to look at it and immediately it comes to mind. Oh, okay, this makes sense. It actually, the title of this thing, it communicates the idea that failure is virtuous, but it does it in a cool way that it's just really exciting. But it's kind of like some subliminal messaging. So, But failure, we must think of as a good thing. And in order to fail, you're going to have to create. So it's kind of this chain, right, of thinking. It's like you have to begin with creating something. And when you create something and you put it out to the world, it could fail or it could succeed. And so we need to think about how to reframe that because failure is a form of success. It's a form of success in which you learn what not to do. Because every time you fail, you have it's a process of elimination, right? Failure is a form of success. You have eliminated something that does not work, and therefore you know not to do it that way again, and you can tweak and you can make changes, and you can now go out there and do what needs to be done to make it, quote-unquote, successful, okay? And even success wanes. Like over time, things become less successful because it becomes a pattern. People become used to it. People stop paying for it. You have to keep innovating. So what's interesting is that while most people view failure as a success, I think there's a certain way in which you have to be prepared for a success that ultimately becomes a failure. Right? Because over time, that success is going to wane until you innovate. That's why you have to constantly be innovating. By the way, constantly creating. So that's the point. Should you create just to create? Yeah, I think you should. Get it out there. Get your thoughts out there. Two or three of the thoughts that I've shared with you throughout the course of this going on 14 minutes now, I did not have before I hit record. They just came to mind, right? Based on the experience I've been living and the thoughts I've been thinking and the things that I have been doing in this life. You know, I thought this episode was going to be around 3 minutes, and by the time it's done here, it's going to be about 15. So it's just amazing. Again, what the human mind is capable of. Use that imagination. Reframe failure as a form of success. And please, 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 create. Just create. Just put something out there every time. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about it. Just create. You got to put things out there to know what works, to know what doesn't work, to find your voice, to be in the world, to be interesting, to have people get on board with what you are attempting to do. I mean, if you're trying to be in business these days, you're going to have to put yourself out there as a voice. You're just going to have to do it because people need to know who you are. People need to know what you stand for. People need to feel that you're authentic. People need to feel that what they're going to exchange their hard-earned money for is worth their time, worth their investment. And, you know, it's anyway, there's just so much I could say here, but God bless you. Thank you for your time today. I thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to be able to create. Don't forget, when we create, we're expressing what God, who God made us to be based on who He is. And that's even more evident, I think, in today's lesson. We should create just to create. Ultimately, that's what God did. Ultimately, that's what we do oftentimes. And that's what we should continue to do. Let's not get in our own way when it comes to creating content for people. We should create value, put as much value out into the world as possible whenever we can. So thank you. God bless you. And we'll see you in the next one.